Hi, thanks everybody for coming. My name's Corinne Carey, and I'm a lawyer and a researcher with Human Rights Watch in New York. I just want to remind people where we are. We're at Orleans Parish Prison. And if you can see the watermarks on the building, this is the major concern that we have in terms of Orleans Parish Prison. Sheriff Marlon Gussman left prisoners here without any plan for evacuation, without any fortification of the building to ride out the storm. The Louisiana Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers started interviewing prisoners. They've interviewed 8,200 prisoners, over 8,000 prisoners. People who are kept here at Orleans Parish Prison described the same thing over and over again, that there was no water for 3 to 4 days, no food, that the jail cells had flooded up to their chests, that the toilets had overflown, and sewage had contaminated the flood water. These people were in water up to their hips, up to their chests for 3 days. That's the watermark, right here, for the first floor of these buildings. And Sheriff Marlon Gussman says publicly that these prisoners have a grudge against the institution, that they're lying, that these stories are completely unfounded. These prisoners are scattered. It's a diaspora of prisoners from Orleans Parish Prison that are in 43 facilities across the state. No one got together and colluded to make sure that this was the consistent story. These were the stories we heard across Louisiana from people. Human Rights Watch came down to Louisiana a month ago to interview prisoners who had been kept in Orleans Parish Prison to verify that these accounts were valid. We saw the scaly hands of people who spent days in sewage water. We saw the looks on people's faces, grown men in detention centers across Louisiana who were crying, describing the conditions that they were held in. We've called on the Department of Justice to do an investigation of Orleans Parish Prison and the failure to evacuate, the botched evacuation. We know that other parish prisons outside of New Orleans called the Department of Corrections for assistance days before the storm hit. Marlon Gussman, the sheriff of Orleans Parish Prison, did not. He waited until midnight after the buildings had flooded on the first floor to call for any kind of assistance. And it took the Department of Corrections until Friday, a full week, a full 5 days after the storm, to get everyone out. There were people in locked cells, terrified for their lives, afraid that they would drown because they couldn't get out of those cells. And we hear reports of escape. Prisoners at Orleans Parish Prison that were jumping out of windows were escaping the floodwaters. They were not escaping the prison. The prison was surrounded by guards who took them on boats to an overpass where they sat for an additional 2 to 3 days without food and without water before they were transferred on buses where they sat in clothing that was contaminated with sewage from this facility and brought to Hunts Correctional Facility where they stayed another day in those same clothes, without adequate food and without adequate water. This is an injustice. This is a human rights abuse. And we need the Justice Department to do an investigation, but we also need an independent investigation. And we need Marlon Gussman to be truthful with the families of those inmates that are still missing. We have 327 people who are still missing from official lists of evacuated prisoners. And we don't know what happened to them. We don't know, and the families of these inmates deserve to know. And we need answers from Sheriff Marlon Gussman. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.